Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Extremely local news, now sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella with our Black Club Chicago report. Jen, good morning. Let's talk about supporters of a Chicago mom accused of killing an abusive partner. They held a rally yesterday, didn't they?
Indeed. Good morning, Bob. Yes, Keisha Golden, she has been accused of murdering her boyfriend, who had police called on him more than 50 times for domestic abuse during their relationship. She repeatedly contacted the authorities about his violence. And as he was attacking her when she was 8 months pregnant, she grabbed a knife and hit his femoral artery, and he died in October of 2022, obviously, allegedly. But she is saying she acted in self-defense when this happened. The Cook County State's Attorney's Office has continued to charge her with first-degree murder. So obviously, a lot of domestic violence advocates are upset about this. They held a rally yesterday, calling on the state's attorney's office to drop the charges. They have offered a plea deal, but the plea deal would still mean that she would have to basically own up to this charge, and it would hurt her future potential for employment and other issues. So they're saying this was a clear case of self-defense, and it's a sad story all around. We'll see what happens. There is a hearing today, so this State's Attorney's Office could drop the charges today, or if they don't, they will move forward with a trial that will happen in the coming months.
We'll see what happens later. Fans of an old restaurant will be happy to hear what's coming to Fulton Market, won't they?
Yes. So Urban Belly was a beloved spot in Wicker Park at the Peak intersection right over by the Damon Blue Line station, and it is closing. It also closed its location in Timeout Market, and it's just really known by, from Chef Bill Kim. He is known for his delicious ramen and like kind of Asian fusion. And it's also affordable in an area where a lot of restaurant menus are pretty pricey. So people were thrilled to hear it's coming back to Fulton Market. They got a location that has a huge patio, and they're planning to just make it more casual. So there's a lot of, you know, the fancy sit-down West Loop restaurants over there that you might need to have a reservation for. That will not be the case at 950 West Fulton, where they will have this patio. They'll have walk-up lunch service. So people are really glad that it's going to be back in the neighborhood and bring a little bit more of an affordable, quick sit-down place to the area.
And finally, in food news, what should be the official state sandwich? The debate rages on, doesn't it?
The hard-hitting question. In Springfield, the horseshoe has been known as a state sandwich for many years, though I, a lifelong Chicagoan, had never really heard of the horseshoe, which is essentially a open-faced piece of bread with some sort of meat on it, covered in fries and cheese sauce. People in Springfield, everyone knows what it is down there. They have many variations. They could put hamburger on it. They could put buffalo chicken on it, lamb. There's all kinds of variations. But obviously, in Chicago, we know the Italian beef well. So a state lawmaker from Evergreen Park has proposed House Bill 4669, which would make the Italian beef the official state sandwich of Illinois. It's getting a lot of support, even down in Springfield, to people who acknowledge that the Italian beef might be better known statewide than the horseshoe. So we'll see what happens with it. Representative Ryan has been going around the state advocating, and he's bringing all the Springfield staffers Italian beef sandwiches later this month, which might really take it over the edge.
it's true. Downstate, they know about the horseshoe. In Chicago and this area, we know about the Italian beef. You get out of the area, and people don't know about the Italian beef or the horseshoe. But I think, especially with the success of the bear on TV, it should be the Italian beef. That'll get my vote.
I agree, but I have a Chicago bias. So.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Yeah. I'll admit that.
We'll follow that story at blackclubchicago.org. Thank you, Jen Sabella. Have a good one.